Welcome to the E-Commerce Freedom Podcast with your host, Oliver Denyer. Learn the practical steps you need to take to build a business you can run on your own terms. Escape the 9-to-5 and work from anywhere in the world.
Hey, how's it going? It's Ollie here. Very warm welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Freedom Podcast. So today I've got something kind of special for you. It's a quick phone conversation I just had with someone who'd just been through my 30-day test batch program. His name's Gary, and I'm just really proud of the results he managed to get. Long story short, sort of too long didn't read version of this episode is, basically, he achieved 42 sales of his test batch within 2 weeks of it going live on Amazon. So 42 sales within 2 weeks. So really impressive result. And so what I wanted to do was just call him up and just ask him a few questions about his experience, about some of the stumbling blocks he encountered, how we got over them, and really just to give you a bit of inspiration as to why I believe test batches are just so powerful to give you that confidence to move forward with your private label import. So without further ado, I'm going to play you the recording of the call and take it away, Gary.
I think it was August, early August, I came across, I think it might have been your book. I applied for it, got interested. I thought, okay then. I thought, for a long time I'm thinking, if I have three elements in place, I will do something. And those three elements was an idea, the money, and the time. And I thought, I think I found an idea. I can make this work. But I haven't got any money.
Right.
So the job I was at, I thought, right, okay, there's some overtime available. So I worked for 4 months straight, 7 days a week, 10 to 12 hours a day to get the money together. And the plan was to, at Christmas, take about 2 weeks holiday and get it all running. As it happens, just before Christmas, I lost a job.
Right.
Oh, okay. I've got the idea. Got a couple of quid here. Well, I've got the time. Now is the time, yeah? And you go for it. And then about a week later, I think, I saw your 30-day thing. I thought, whoa, that made me sit up straight in the chair. That is, because I had tried the product research and I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm doing here. This is a nightmare. And then your cost came out. I thought, hang on a minute. You're offering a product. And so we can move forward. I thought I was on board straight away. I thought I'm having some of that straight away. So I waited the 2 weeks I had to wait, you know. The day before it started, you sent me, I think Steve sent me some information. And on that information, it had the infuser bottle things, yeah. And I instantly thought that was the product.
Right, because I gave you a couple videos, training videos, and you thought the example I used was your... I remember that. what did you think when you desk. Saw that? Did it freak you out?
Oh, my head, it hit the desk hard. I thought, my God, what have I done? Not another grand down the drain. So I contacted Steve. He's gone, no, chill out, bruv, chill out. No, it's coming tomorrow. So I thought, I could sleep that night.
So I'm basically
waiting for it. Yeah.
Did you have?
Sorry, ramble on.
No. It's really interesting, man, to hear your side of things and how things went. But did you have any hesitations in your mind? Like, obviously, you joined an online course before this. You know, it didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
Did you have any hesitations in your mind before joining mine? Before you know, going ahead with the test batch and all this stuff.
Right up until I got the product. Because
so,
I don't know you or anything. It's all a gamble up until that point, yeah.
So what were you worried about?
Everything. It being a con, it not working, sending me dead products, everything, yeah. So then when it arrived, I'm like, oh my God. You know what the product, obviously you know what the product is.
Of course.
Like, what am I gonna do with three oily rags? What am I gonna do with three oily rags? Oh my God. Oh my God. It's happened again. And I just sat there and stared at it for about 20 minutes. And I brought the stuff up on Amazon and I stared. I've got two screens. I stared at that for about 20 minutes. And then it slowly started to unfold.
So you looked at the stats, you looked at the revenue, you looked at the competition.
Well, no, not even that. Not even that. It was, how am I going to add value to this?
Right.
And I thought, you know what I mean? I thought, and I looked and I looked and I looked and I realised everyone's doing threes. I thought, why is everyone only doing three? And they're all doing similar sizes. It's like they're all copying each other. It's like there's a standard. So I thought, aha, why don't I just break the standard? And then it all just started unfolding.
So like, walk me through exactly what's happened up till now, how many units you ordered initially, how the results that you've got, we're only a few weeks into the program, right? How many weeks ago did you start?
Yeah. Well, I received the product, so that's when I considered we started, on November the 20th, I think it was.
Right.
And exactly a month after, I think I made my first sale on Amazon, which was the time scale basically of the course, 30 days. So
awesome.
I followed it to the T, and I think it produced to the T.
Wow.
So I was super impressed.
So you got your first sale a month after, and then what happened after that?
Every day it just started running. I think I got it in on the 18th, actually, into the warehouse, yeah?
Right.
And nothing sold for 2 days. And of course, like, knowing me, I'm like, oh my God.
You panicked.
Me, I think I told Roxy, like, I was already slightly bald, but the top of my head is completely shiny now. I've rubbed it so much. It's worrying, yeah? So it's like, for 2 days, nothing sold. I'm like, oh, God. So I did the PPC campaign, and then it started selling. And then it just started ramping up. And the last 2 days, I think, was I sold six a day, and the last day was seven. And it was just ramping, ramping, ramping. I'm like, whoa.
So you ordered how many units in total? 40, did you say 47?
50, no, I ordered 50.
Right.
And I kept three back, one to use myself as a to see what the product's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then two for product photos, one to keep pristine and one to use to wrap up and fold up for my photographer, yeah? He's still got those two. So I didn't send three in, and I got one back today as a refund. Someone must have sent it back. Nothing really wrong with it, really. I can repackage it and resend it. So I didn't sell four, and then I think I bought two for people. So it was about six that didn't sell.
Right.
I sold all 47 that I sent in.
Wow.
And I think I sold 42 in 15 days.
42 sales within 15 days. That's amazing. So what would you say was, like, you know, something that helped you kind of get that result? Because, you know, a lot of people might, you know, try and import stuff from China, or it might not work. Like, what would you say that perhaps you did differently?
Well, the biggest thing I think helped me get that was a guy called Oliver Denyer.
I've heard of him.
He's wonderful.
I've heard of him. Yeah,
he's doing this fantastic, fantastic thing whereby he gives you product for grand. Whereas all the other Muppets are just chatting, and he's actually put his product where his mouth is, and he's you've just proven you've done master stroke here, I must say. Because all I did was followed what you said to do. And because you'd done it that way, I could forget about everything else and focus on the one task. So you just do it task by task, and you made it sort of seem quite easy. And looking back, it was kind of, I'm not going to say it was easy, but it's undoable as I first thought it was. I know I've still got to go back and learn the product research part of it, but what you've done, you've enabled me to just get on with it and experience all the things I'm going to experience and go through. And then hopefully, if I can get that running nicely, then I can relax when I look for my second product, because I would have been panicking like a madman, to be honest with you. I definitely wouldn't be this far along if you hadn't done that.
Awesome. So just having the product chosen for you was like, enable you to hit the ground running and just move forward.
That's because it enables you to just crack on and do the process and see. It gives me confidence that it will work. Because I'm sitting here and, like, I've got calculator in one hand most of the time, calculating different permutations. And from what I've witnessed so far, I could see how it can be ramped up reasonably quickly, I think. Yeah. And we've chosen a good market. There's only five pages of searches for this product. Do you know what I mean? And
so
there's about four. Oh, I think so. There's four. There's four big players, but across five, and they've got more than one ad listing. across the 5 pages. So that kind of narrows it down to like probably about 3 pages, which is like, whoa. When you look at other products, they've got like 100, 250 pages. It's like,
absolutely.
So you've got 5 pages. You know what I mean? I thought, wow, what has somebody done here? Where's this guy? Where's this guy? Did he wear a cape?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people worry about, you know, how Amazon's getting so competitive, how there's more and more sellers going in. But there are niches, there's pockets, areas within the marketplace where there's room to compete. And if you just have to find a niche like that, and there's potential. So, and you're proof of that, right? If you sold, say, 40 odd units within a couple of weeks.
And it's ramping up.
And it's time to... to just get more into the warehouse, I guess. So let me know, what stumbling blocks did you have on the way? Did you have any moments where you were like, oh, this is a bit of a pain? Or did you, you know, over the past sort of month, like, did you have any stumbling blocks?
Yeah. The sorting manufacturers was a big one. And in the beginning, it's like you don't have enough screens. You know, you could have 10 screens and it won't be enough to try and display everything so you can sort of see it. So then I made up a spreadsheet and I think I contacted 12 suppliers.
Right.
And I broke it down into a spreadsheet. So I'd do a column for 50 units, 100 units, and then put all their prices in and with shipping as well. And then from that, you can see who replied to you.
Right.
And who didn't. And out of the 12, I've got it here in front of me, out of the 12, one, two, three, four, five, six replied.
Right, so 50%.
50%. And then about another 50% of that had like decent information. Well, when I say most of them replied, but some of them just didn't answer the questions. It was like, oh, yeah, we do that. Yeah, yeah, just let us know what you want. It's like, well, I already have.
Right.
But there was one in particular. Do you know what I mean? The one that I use now came up with the most detail and the best price.
Awesome.
So to me, it's like they take it the most serious. And so, but just trying to fathom all those different figures out, you need to do a spreadsheet and put your columns in so you can you can reference it fast. Do you know what I mean? You go bang, oh, they do for 100. Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah. How much is their shipping? And then, and because you've just said, just do that. Don't carry on. Just do that. I could spend all my time doing it and fathom it out.
Awesome.
And so now I've got things in a nice order.
So you contacted people, was it from Alibaba, AliExpress and DHgate? Do you go for all three or did you just focus on one website?
Alibaba.
Just Alibaba.
Because I looked at the other one. Yeah, I looked at the other one and I could instantly see the best price was going to be Alibaba and the biggest selection.
And what was the
manufacturers.
What was the MOQ for the order for the supplier? Do they have a high MOQ?
Yeah, have I got it here on the spreadsheet?
Because this is something a lot of people worry about. It's like, you know, they're saying I have to order 500 units. You know, how am I supposed to order 50? So how did you get around that?
I did, again, like I said, I followed your advice to the letter. I said to them, I'm interested in 1,500, 100 and a 50 test batch. So I always said to them the 50 was a test batch. And then following on from there would be maybe 100 and we may not get to branding until maybe the 500 mark to whilst we test the market.
Were just straight up with them and you just said, I just want 50 and then after that I'm going to order more. Is that right? Is that how you approached it?
Well, I did. I asked in my first email, I asked for quotes right up to 1,000, 500 and 100. And what would the price be for a test batch of 50? So they always, from the get-go, they knew I was looking at doing a bigger order. So they were totally on board with the 50 batch anyway.
So
I think if I'd have
got
it for the last 50, yeah, they took it seriously, yeah. And she gave me good prices. And then every time I've ordered, just before I make the payment, I say, is there anything you can do me on the price? I don't go too heavy. Just go, just a little gentle squeeze, yeah, and every time it's worked.
Right, so just a little
from 50 to the 100.
Just save a
just
little
a
bit.
Gentle stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a gentle. Is there anything you could do? Just because on the 50 test batch margins and all that, is there anything you could do? So from the 50 to the 100, you dropped it another 30 cents, and from the original price, I think I probably got a cent and a dollar and a half off the original price. And obviously, the bigger the MOQ, the lower that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end, I'm hoping I could just creep that up as well. So at the moment, my profit is somewhere between 5 and 6 quid per unit.
Nice. And the test match.
And I'm looking to... Yeah,
wow,
test
that's
match.
Really good for a test match.
Yeah. And I did actually make a profit even after photographs, advertising, and the ones that didn't sell. Probably
wow.
made, like, you know, 20 quid or something like that. But if I, without the advertising, not the advertising, without the photos and without the ones I kind of gave away, I would have made like just under £300 profit.
Wow.
So on my test batch.
How much did you spend on photography then?
£100.
Okay, so you just got someone local who just got a camera and just hired them?
Well, he's a photographer, but he just happened to live around the corner.
Oh, right, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, which is very handy. I sort of Googled it and found out, I thought, wait a minute, that's around the corner from me. Literally around, it was like 2-3 minute walk. He took some snaps for me. But since I've bought a new phone with a good camera on it, and I might try and investigate, maybe supplementing the photos, see what I can do myself, really.
Yeah.
Is there any savings? Is it saving, you know?
Great.
Well, so
you've invested the money
it's
once
all gone
now.
Really smooth. Say again?
Any other orders? You've already paid for the photography, so, you know, it's an investment.
Yep, exactly. And it was selling off the photos that are there.
Yeah.
I've optimized my listing, not before I sold out. So then when the next stop comes, I've improved that, I think, on that. So I'm ready to go. I'm gonna, when I finish speaking to you, I will send the email to Nancy over in China, my girl, and say, yeah, 15th. I think what we're gonna put my email. With the help of my my colleague who was doing my job previously, we've managed to persuade my boss that the 15th is okay. I just want to let her know that I'm under pressure here, you know what I mean? So, and anything she does to me, she's helping me out, and I'm truly grateful. So keep up your good work, Nancy. And so far she's brought that down to the 6 days, which is I think it's probably the best I can hope for, isn't it? Yeah.
Awesome.
So
let's talk about next steps. So you're obviously placing an order, right? You've positioned yourself as the employee of the company to convince them to give you a little bit more leeway. So what are the next steps for you then?
Yep.
You're going to reorder and what's the next plan? How many units?
Like I say, as I finish speaking to you, I shall say to her the 15th is excellent,
mm-hmm.
and she sent the purchase order through.
Right.
So I will make that payment to date of 100 units. I was actually hoping for 50 of two different designs, but I said to her, if the other design is not ready, just send the original design. So I may have two designs in there. Is that two listings? Do I have to do variation listing or just one listing but have a variation?
Yeah, can put two variations on one listing, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So that's my next move. As soon as they arrive, I'm having them sent to me because at this point I don't really want to advertise the fact that I'm selling them exclusively on Amazon because as time goes by I want to try and get some sent to Amazon and some sent to me and then I will send them into Amazon when the stock goes down just to give the impression that I have other outlets for selling. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's my next step. Once that order comes in, I'll get it into Amazon and then optimize my listing even more, PPC advertising, and then I'll be looking to gather enough money together to continue on with yourself,
awesome.
Because obviously I need more guidance and telling me what to do next, really. I was just sitting here looking at the screen. I must admit, I did do a lot of that. When the stuff went, I was just watching the numbers go up. Oh, I thought the number one. Oh, I started number two. Oh my God, I've got to four in one day. I can't believe it. Do you know what I mean? So I need to. I just want to. My aim obviously is to earn a wage, basically an income.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not looking at the millions or the hundred thousands. I just want to earn an income at the moment.
Just cover your costs.
Because I'm absolutely, and my rent and all that. Because I'm absolutely sick of working hard for other people. So I thought, hang on a minute. If I work as hard as I do for myself, surely something's got to happen. So that's exactly what I did for a month, and it looks like that could be the case. You know?
Absolutely. Cool.
So, finally,
is there anything you would say to other people who were thinking about maybe importing a test batch of products, and they were thinking, you know, this could be a way to go, but I'm a bit freaked out. You know, I don't know if it's the right thing to do. Does Amazon even work? Like, what would you have to say to them?
Well, I would say, coming from a complete hustle point of view, if someone's working and they're doing it, I say just push the button. Yeah, stop messing about. Push the button. Even if it doesn't work, you'll know why it doesn't. You'll learn. Yeah, you'll learn. And if you're working, you don't have to worry about the money so much, because, you know, worst case scenario, you might break even.
Yeah.
So you don't really have to worry. If you're hustling like me, it's just push the button and get on with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially if they're on the course that you can, and you give them a product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've given that, but stop procrastinating. Just get on with it. Push the button, yeah? Because, you know, if you know, 2 months might go past and you haven't pushed the button, and you'll be wondering, what if I pushed that button a month ago or 2 months ago? I'd be that much further on. Or I'd know now. I wouldn't be wondering. I'd know. I'm either in or I'm out. So my advice would be is just push the button. Get on with it. If that makes sense.
That's awesome.
Right? Because I did a lot of that. My head rubbing, I did a lot of that. And then one day I just thought, what are you doing? Your head is totally shiny now. Push the button. And I pushed the button.
Awesome.
And I'm glad I did it, yeah? I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just get on with it.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, get bogged down with information overload. They're looking at YouTube videos constantly and just learning more and more information. But the information doesn't really make you any cash. It just gets you more and more confused.
Doesn't.
It's about just knowing which actions to take week after week.
Exactly. And the way you laid it down, I found the most helpful. Like I say, I came across the Brock Johnson course for a dollar. Who can resist a dollar? So I bought that. Compared it to Kevin David's, and it completely knocked spots off of Kevin David's. I can't believe what this guy has given for a dollar.
Right.
But even with that, I'm thinking, no, I still need Ollie. I'm going to stick with Ollie. Because he has put his product where his mouth is, and he, I believe, he knew more than anybody else, to be honest with you, even the dollar. Although the dollar one is good, and I will be following that until I can afford to get back with you. But my aim is to get back with you as soon as possible. Because you produce the goods, mate.
Love it.
No question.
Awesome. Well, love hearing about your story, Gary, and can't wait to hear you get some more results.